Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening bulletin. I am Matsena. First, the headlines. Union Minister Bhupinder Yadav emphasizes need for balanced approach between economy and ecology for country's development. IDAN Chairman Abu Mehta urges Nagaland youth to harness talent and ambition at Mega Job Fair. Centre approves another 20% commercial LPG allocation to states, and National Biodiversity Authority forms panel to address invasive alien species. Now, the news in detail. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav, has emphasized the need for a balanced approach between economy and ecology for the country's development. Addressing the inaugural session of a two-day national workshop in Dehradun today, on the occasion of International Day of Forests, he said that achieving this balance requires a science-based approach.
Nothing is greater than nature. Even our imagination originates from nature itself. Our entire resource base comes from nature. The civilization we live in today is an energy-based civilization. If you remove the element of energy from human life, even two-thirds of humanity would not be able to survive.
Two-thirds humanity will not be able to survive.
The minister also informed that the country's forest cover has increased by 13,669 square kilometers compared to 2014. The forest area has grown to 7,15,342 square kilometers in 2026. He further noted that the country's carbon sink from forest and tree cover has risen to 2.29 billion tons of carbon dioxide. A statewide mega job fair was held in Dimapur today. Launching the job fair, advisor to Chief Minister and Chairman of Investment and Development Authority of India, IDAN Abu Mehta, remarked that the youths in the state possess immense talent, ambition and creativity and deserve every opportunity to pursue their aspirations and realize their full potential. He noted that the first job may not be their dream job, but it is often the stepping stone towards it. Mr. Mehta also encouraged young people to be positive ambassadors of our land, values and our people. The fair was held under the aegis of the Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Mission and the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland in collaboration with Nilit Kohima. During the Mega Job Fair, over 6,000 job opportunities were offered across diverse sectors. Government has approved another 20% allocation of commercial LPG to states, taking the overall allocation to 50%. This additional percentage of allocation shall be given on priority to sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidized canteens and others. The government has assured citizens that there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG as it strengthens response measures amid tensions in West Asia. The National Biodiversity Authority, NBA, has constituted expert committee on invasive alien species to address growing ecological and socio-economic risks posed by such species across the country. The decision follows a Suomo 2 proceeding by National Green Tribunal, which underscored serious threats of invasive alien species to native biodiversity, key ecosystems, agriculture, food security, and human and wildlife health. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that the committee has been mandated to prepare a national list of invasive alien species based on statewide inputs. It added that the committee will recommend science-based management strategies, ecological restoration measures, and national-level guidelines for their prevention, control, and eradication. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Eid al-Fitr was celebrated in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. On the occasion, faithfuls dressed in traditional attire offered Eid prayers at Eidgahs and mosques. They exchanged greetings and visited relatives and friends, sharing sweets along with warm wishes. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi also extended greetings on this occasion. In her message, the President said the festival gives the message of self-control, charity and compassion for the underprivileged. In his message, Prime Minister Modi wished everyone happiness, good health and prosperity on this joyous occasion. The week-long media tour of journalists from Nagaland to Bihar concluded today with visits to key educational institutions. In Bodh Gaya, the 7-member delegation visited Indian Institute of Management Bodh Gaya and Central University of South Bihar, CUSB. At IIM Bodh Gaya, Director Vinita S. Sahay highlighted the institute's programs. Emphasizing the need to reclaim cultural pride, she called for building stronger narratives around India's soft power and untapped potential in Northeast.
Our culture, our rituals, our traditions is something which we should take a whole lot of pride. And this is something which I'm saying, one of the biggest damage, the long rule of foreign powers over us is that have taken away the pride which we had in everything which is us and ours. So high time India has to bring back that pride in everything which is us and ours. Our music, our literature, our food, our clothing, our everything about us and ours. And it is so rich, which the rest of the world cannot claim that they have a Himalaya.
At CUSB, the delegation was briefed on academic activities and sustainability initiatives supporting its Atmanirbhar model. Earlier during the tour, the team visited Bhimrao Ambedkar Residential School for Girls, where students showcased innovations in robotics. At Nalanda University, the new Net Zero campus stood out as a model of sustainability. A visit to the Nalanda Ordnance Factory highlighted efforts towards self-reliant defense production. The tour was organized by the Press Information Bureau. The National People's Party, NPP, today served a show cause notice to its legislator, Nuklutushi Longkuma, over alleged anti-party activities ahead of 28th Koridang Assembly constituency by-election. The notice follows his reported remarks during a March 20th press interaction in Dimapur, where he allegedly indicated his intention to oppose the party's official candidate. Citing a prima facie violation of party discipline, the NPP has asked Longkuma to explain within 7 days why action including suspension or expulsion should not be taken against him. Pending his response, the party has advised him to refrain from making statements or engaging in activities against party directives, warning of interim disciplinary action in case of non-compliance. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he is considering winding down military operations against Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said they are getting very close to meeting their objective of the military operations and hence considering winding down the military efforts in the Middle East. Trump's statement comes amid Iran's intensified retaliatory strikes to the attacks U.S. and Israel launched on February 28. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel will stop attacking the gas field that Iranians depend on for most of their electricity at the request of U.S. President. United States has also announced a 30-day sanctions waiver permitting the sale of Iranian oil currently stranded at sea. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Saeed Abbas Araghchi today said Iran seeks complete, comprehensive and lasting end to the war, rejecting a ceasefire. In a telephonic interview to a media outlet, Mr. Araghchi said any resolution must include guarantees against future attacks and compensation for damages. The Iranian foreign minister said the U.S. has yet to show readiness for a genuine settlement, even as diplomatic efforts continue. And, following approval from state government, Kohima DC has convened a meeting for election of chairperson and deputy chairperson of Kohima Municipal Council on 30th March at 2 p.m. All elected councillors have been directed to attend without fail. To end the news, the headlines again. Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav emphasizes need for a balanced approach between economy and ecology for country's development. IDAN Chairman Abu Mehta urges Nagaland youth to harness talent and ambition at Mega Job Fair. Centre approves another 20% commercial LPG allocation to states, and National Biodiversity Authority forms panel to address invasive alien species. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.